Our choir is singing the same theme of a blessing this month. Do you remember that we are in a sermon series of being blessed for the month of September? So this is third Sunday about those, bless are those, sermon series. After finishing the sermon for today, I realized that it's too long. I mean, I usually have like 4 or 5 pages, but this time I have 9 pages. Ooh. So I decided not to use humor in the beginning of my sermon today. And then I realized, again, even not saying that I'm not going to use humor could save 2 minutes, right? And then realized, again, that not even saying this could save 1 more minute. So I waste 3 minutes. So let's go into it right away. Today's third message of the Blessed Are Those sermon, and I would like to talk about today's main message is the second chance, which is the promise and the privilege of the blessed. But let's go back to the beginning of the sermon series. I'm sure you all remember, right? But the reason, I'd like to talk about the reason I came up with this sermon series about being blessed was that a couple of months ago, I was able to ask this question to myself. Are you a blessed? Are you the blessed? And this question kept ringing in my head, in my heart. Am I the blessed one? Am I truly blessed one? Am I the one that received the true blessing of God? Because of so many challenges happening in my life, I don't feel like it. I didn't feel like it, that I was blessed one. I was so tired. Sometimes really hard with some challenges that I was dealing with. Even though I have this full package, nice package, I don't know why I felt that way. I know I'm trying to live my life the best. Then why I have this down moment? Why I don't feel like I was the blessed one. So that's why I decided to look closely about blessings and about the life of the blessed. And also, I thought about our church family members dealing with so many challenges. We all know many of our church families are dealing with tremendous hardship in their lives. It's really hard and a heartbreaking situation. Just to you know that I've been praying for you. I've been praying for all of you who are dealing with these tremendous challenges and hardship in your life. So, that's why I decided to do this sermon series about being blessed. And 2 Sundays ago, we looked at closely the definition of being blessed. I talk about the definition and our own concept and understanding of being blessed. and realize that many times we are confused about the aspect of between blessings and the happiness. We are confused. We confuse that some happiness, because of all the things that I wanted it, I got. I was so happy, and we thought that that was blessings. But abundant blessings do not depend upon the circumstances or external conditions of our lives. How much money we have in our bank account. Whether I got what I wanted it or I didn't get what I wanted it. All those external circumstances or external conditions do not define the definition of blessings. The real definition of blessings or being blessed is based upon the relationship with God. The relationship with God, my relationship with God, defines the blessings. There are so many examples that we can find in the Bible, but one of the clear examples that we can find in Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus Christ started his first sermon on a mountain. In the beginning, you remember, he immediately started to identify who are the blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kind of evil against you falsely on my account. Those are the blessed. So when we look at the definition of the blessed with the angle of my relationship with God, then we are finally be able to understand this definition from Jesus Christ. We are finally able to understand why the poor in spirit are blessed. Why those who mourn, why those meek, why those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness. Why those merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers? Why those who are persecuted for the sake of the righteousness are the blessed? In early church, people accept and follow Jesus Christ. I mean, the concept of Jesus Christ as a Savior is very new to them. But they decided. They decide to follow Jesus Christ. And because of that decision, they were persecuted. They faced hardship. They put it in a jail. But they are the ones truly blessed. They decided to live the life of the blessed. Even though they are facing persecution, hardship. It doesn't matter whether they had external challenges, external persecution, external hardship. They praise God. They praise God and accept all this hardship. That's the life of the blessed. And today, I would like to talk about the life of the blessed based on the second chance. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are given one of the most important privilege and authority as the life of the blessed. That is the second chance. Today's scripture is really hard to read, hard to understand. But let me explain to you a little bit about 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Apostle Paul talked about the judgment. In verse 10, Apostle Paul said this, "For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive due recompense for the action done in the body, whether good or evil." And then verse 12, "We're not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart." I talk about happiness and the blessings, external circumstances and true blessings. Verse 14, for the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for the one who for their sake died and was raised. It's a New International Revised Version, so it's really hard to really understand that part. So I'm using NIV version of it. Verse 12. "We are not trying to command ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is heard." For explain to you this, those people who have external pride, for instance, all those people defined as blessed according to how much money they have in their account, then Apostle Paul proclaimed that, "I'll give you what I have in me. I'll give you what I have," what kind of pride we have in us. That's what Apostle Paul said. "To those who we will show you what we have in us, the real pride." The real pride is in verse 15. "And he died for all, so that those who live might live longer for themselves, but for the one who for their sake died and was raised." The blessings of start over. The blessings of the second chance. And the second chance, we can do it better. You know, one of my favorite weekdays, I probably said this before, but do you know what day is? Thursday. Because it's trash day. So Wednesday night, think about it, what I'm doing on Wednesday night. Collecting all the garbage and then put it in a trash can. Even one of my ritual on Wednesday night is looking at the refrigerator. Take out all this old and and put it in the trash can. And so gladly somebody take all this garbage next day, Thursday. So I feel like I'm starting over. I'm starting over this new week, fresh, and thinking myself, I can do better this time. That's the blessing that Apostle Paul was really emphasis on in 2 Corinthians. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Verse 17. Think about it. If anyone is in Christ, there's a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. Start over. Second chance. That's the true privilege of the life of the blessed. Apostle Paul also emphasized same content, same message in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. To put away your former way of life, your old self, corrupt and deluded by its lust, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and to clothe yourself with a new self, created according to the likeness of God in the true righteousness and the holiness. We all know the parable of prodigal son. This prodigal son did terrible things to his father. And he tried to live his life with happiness, with all the money that he got, spending all the money, trying to find happiness in his life. But he ended up hitting the bottom. He realized that there is a father, there is his father, who cares, who loves. And he decided to go back to his father's house. The second chance, the life of the blessed. One more example, King David committed terrible crime, committed sin against God, committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he murdered the Bathsheba's husband, his royal confidant, Uriah. But Prophet Samuel pointed out his sin. King David repented. King David repented. This is his prayer in Psalm 51, verse 9. King David's prayer. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. Please, God, I cannot see your face. I'm ashamed. I'm not worthy enough to face you. That means, God, please forgive me. Please give me another chance. The prayer of David, God heard, and God gave him the second chance. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's the blessing. The conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus about being born again in John chapter 3. Nicodemus was very confused about the word of Jesus Christ, being born again. How can we be born again? But this whole confusion story concludes one of the famous passages that we all know, John 3:16. Let's memorize it. Let's cite it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in me may not perish but have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? That's the main concept of being born, the second chance, and that is the true blessings for the people of God. So, all this definition of blessings, then we should live out that bless, the life of the blessed, right? We should live out this privilege, the life of the true blessings. Let me tell you the truth. This sermon is actually not the third sermon. I originally planned for this sermon as the second Sunday of my sermon series. I figured that once we figure the definition of the blessed, maybe then move on to the practical side of the life of a blessed, so that we can praise God together and live out, actually, practice and act out all the privilege of the life of a blessing. But since last Sunday was the Welcome Back Sunday, so I figured that, you know, Welcome Back Sunday, I wanted to start full swing of the worship service. So I move up to the praising part the last Sunday. We had a great service, right? I think we actually feel the presence of God as we praise. Actually, we practice and act out the life of blessed. And we feel the true presence of the Holy Spirit. So, last Sunday, as we praise, we feel we are the blessed. And we should continue to live out this privilege of the life of the blessed. We can put our prayers in our praising. We can put our pain and suffering into the praise. How can we praise God during the time of suffering? How can we praise God when I'm in pain? Because we are able to put our pain and suffering into our praising, and God is listening. That's why we praise God during the celebration of life. I love the celebration of life with so many praising, because we put every emotions, every prayers into our service, into our praises. How can we praise God in the time of troubles? Just like the Apostle Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, they praised God. And the gate of the prisoners opened, right? I still remember one of my church members, long time ago, during the last moment of her life, I probably shared this before with you, at the last moment of her life, she wanted to sing some of her favorite hymns. So I was with her and then sang together. I still remember, on a hospice bed, not have enough energy, but she was trying to praise God with all her heart, then sings, "My soul, my Savior God to thee." That's "How Great Art Thou Art" was one of the songs that one of the hymns that we sang. That's why every time I sing the hymn, "How Great Thou Art," I can picture her praising. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, That's how her voice sounds like. But I know she prays God on the hospice bed because God is listening. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are truly blessed. We are truly blessed because we have this amazing relationship with God. God is listening our praises. God is listening our prayers because God loves us. God cares for us. So as the true blessed ones, let's live our life, the true blessed life of the people of God. Every day, every moment, let's confirm ourselves, I am the blessed. And I will continue to praise God's amazing name. Amen? Let us pray. God, thank you for the message that you've given us this morning. And many times we don't know, we don't realize that we are the blessed one. But you keep reminding us, you are the blessed. Because I have you. I am with you. Help us, God, to feel your presence, your almighty hand. Help us, God, to continue to praise your name. As we praise you, help us to put our pain and suffering, all this hardship, all this emotion, put it in our praises so that you can provide, you listen, you provide your true peace and comfort in our hearts. God, thank you for all the blessings that you, abundant blessings that you pour out upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please stand? The closing hymn.